Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did, now we don't use that word much, aforetime, as he did before. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. I don't know, people will go bad for you when you do things with excellence. People will fight for you. They'll stand up for you. This king stood up for Daniel. Next one. Then these men assembled under the king and under the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establishes may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. What a testimony. But why could the king say something like that about Daniel? Because he had an excellent spirit. Amen. There are people that probably the Lord would deliver them after they get bit a few times. You cast out, he let them get chewed on a little bit, but he'll get them out. But because Daniel had an excellent spirit, the king fought for him. If he'd been able to do anything else, he'd have kept Daniel from going into the lion's den. But he did. He couldn't. Now, you know the rest of the story. What happens is the angel comes and shuts the mouths of the lions. The king comes early in the morning. That king, I'm afraid, probably has sometimes more faith than some of us. Because, I mean, this is a pagan king, but he's eyewitness to the excellent spirit on Daniel. He's convinced, you know, can't nothing happen to this man. His God will, come on. You see, we are carrying a kingdom. That's why you can't back up off of stuff. Daniel kept praying. It didn't matter. He knew he was carrying kingdom. He knew his destiny. He knew that God was in control. And no weapon, tell somebody, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. How many believe that tonight? Do you really believe that tonight? Not one weapon. Let it form, but not one weapon that forms can prosper. If God has to take the heat out the fire, the appetite from the lions, whatever he has to do, God will do it. So this fourth thing, tell somebody, God's going to defeat your enemies. Some enemies he will humble, because those are the enemies that God's going to use to take you where you need to go. The ones that are out to destroy you, God's going to destroy them. He'll defeat them. And finally, in Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12, after all these kings have come and gone, Daniel finds out that it's a time of fulfillment of prophecy. And he goes before God and he fasts, and an angel appears to him. It says, then said he, in Daniel chapter 10 verse 12, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Next verse. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. So the final thing, number five, because of his excellent spirit that carried him, the final thing is that the heavens opened. The angel was able to come. The heaven opened. He was able to come and to bring, you know, Daniel the message, to stand in the presence of Daniel, to convey to Daniel what the future was holding. But the heavens opened. Okay, so you got five things there that if you will maintain by choice and deliberately and on purpose, an excellent spirit, you don't have to fight a lot of battles. Daniel didn't have to fight anything. God was fighting for him. So let's take a look at our source of excellence. If you'll give me Daniel chapter 11, in verse 32, the second part of that verse, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that do know their God, not the people that know of their God, but the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Interesting word here. Exploit simply means an exciting act or action. This is Merriam-Webster's dictionary. It means a deed, an act, especially a notable or heroic act. Notable or heroic. Here's an interesting definition to the word exploit. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The word exploit, here's an interesting definition. To get value or use from. To make productive use of. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. God, say it with me, God is my source of excellence. Three things about God. God, number one, is excellent. As we read early on in this study, God lives in excellence. God performs with excellence. God has never done anything shabby. Everything God has ever done or ever will do has been excellent because He is excellent. He lives in excellence. He performs in excellence. He is excellent. And remember now, there's a dimension of that in us. After His image and likeness. I want to emphasize God being the source of our excellence. Now here is where we want to take a little journey. A man or a woman, a young man, young woman, that spends time in God's presence will always walk in excellence. Let me say that again. When men and women spend time in God's presence, they will always walk in excellence. You know, like I know, when you don't spend time with the Lord and the world starts to crowd you, your patience gets short, relationships start to get strained, you start to feeling not so good about yourself, everything starts to get cloudy. You know that Snickers commercial? They got all kind of weird people on there. Then they say, here, take a Snickers. When you're hungry, you're not yourself. Then when they bite the Snickers, they turn back to themselves. Okay, I'm cool now. When you don't spend time with God, and I'm not talking about, you know, fast food time, drive through time. I'm talking about when you don't spend time with God. You know, you may be all right. You know what I mean? I'm all right. Yeah, you just stay all right. But God don't want you getting C's on your report card. He's an excellent God. He wants excellent students. Come on. Psalm 8, verse 9. Let's get that up quickly. Psalm 8, verse 9. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. In all the earth. How excellent is thy name. Every name of God, whether it be Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Rapha, every name of God carries His character. And the fact that His name is excellent reflects the nature of excellence. Amen. Men and women, men and women that walk, or saints that walk close to God, they exhibit excellence in all they do. Let me say that again. Men and women, saints of God who walk closely to God, when they walk closely to God, they exhibit excellence. I say it this way, in all facets of their life. In other words, you ain't got no closet full of skeletons. And if you do, it's time to clean that closet out. Get rid of the skeletons.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.